What's happening, family?
What's going on?
Welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? See, no, we're not doing this, Angel.
What?
Calm it down. Don't. We're not doing that.
Doing what?
Is this gonna... All right, y'all see where this is going today.
It's not going anywhere but to the moon. My name is Angel Tanksley, a.k.a. Angel Lakita Moore, a.k.a. That chick angel, she is that chick angel. She hosts the podcast with her spouse. He was late getting out the house. She's that chick.
And I'm your other host of this Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Thank you for tuning in. It's a podcast we do every single week, and we barely get through it. I'm sick and tired of it.
Sick and tired of it.
Anyway, we are joined every week by our wonderful media family. Is it immediate family.
What? I'm asking, why do you explain it that way?
It's not the opposite way. It's the way I do it.
Okay, so why do you explain it your way?
Because that's what I want to do. It's my way.
You see how he's being now?
So I face the final curtain.
Come on.
My friends all set clear.
Mm-hmm.
State my case.
Mm-hmm.
Of which I'm certain.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
You ain't going to take him to the...
What's next? I will do I put forth, and I traveled each and every highway, and more. Much more to this, I did it my way.
Yes.
Anyways,
yes.
We are joined every single week, Marcus, with our media family. Our media family is our Patreon. You can be a part of that Patreon. They watching us do this live. We talked to them before. We're going to talk to them after. We're going to do something on Wednesday. We're going to cook with them. We're going to pray with them. We're going to celebrate with them. They're going to know stuff early. Sometimes they know stuff late, but not after you, because you ain't part of Patreon. You can be a part of that media family, that Patreon. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel, sign up for the low of $5 a month.
We are also joined by sponsors today. Today's sponsors are the Tanksley family. We have sponsored today's episode, and so have our many corporations, one being Man Shit, that's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T, promo code, did you purchase? And you can buy this beard and body butter that'll have you glistening, glowing, and flowing at manshit.com. We also have another sponsor.
People going to start putting in promo codes. I'm going to be like, Kenan's going to be like, I don't know what this means. I'm like, man, just sip them some shit. I don't know. Okay, throw another one in there.
We're also sponsored today by Mama Likes. Mama Likes is a self-care company that is struggling because their owner is spread thin. But what is not thin is her edges or her skin. And she has an amazing skincare products that are on the website at Shop Mama Likes. That's Mama, M-A-M-A, like a black person say, Mama Likes. Thank you to our sponsors. When you support our sponsors, you support this podcast. All right, what's next, baby?
So we usually kick this podcast off every single week. We do one of two segments. We either do In My Feelings or Tanksley Pride. Which one you want to do?
We said last week we would do Tanksley Pride.
This week?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to do Tanksley Pride. Tanksley Pride is our sons. We have four boys, and we call them our Tanksley Pride. We usually tell a story about them or something that's going on or whatever. What you got?
Hamar, my baby. He's hilarious. He has been really becoming his own person even more so. Two little examples. One day he comes in to the living room where I'm at. Was one night I'm at with his dad. And his dad is sitting up and I am laying across Marcus's lap. My head is kind of like on his chest. I'm about to go to sleep, which I did do. I fell asleep. Excuse me. Marcus asked me the next day, why were you laying on daddy?
Amar asked you.
What did I say?
Marcus.
Oh, Amar asked me, sorry. Amar asked me the next day, why were you laying on daddy? I said, because I love daddy. And he said, well, I love him too. And I said, well, you can
lay. You don't never see me laying on anything.
I was like, well, you can lay on daddy too because you love him. And he was like, okay. Well, then me and him take a bath because that is his preference. He gets baths typically in the morning. And if I give him a bath, he usually asks me to get in the bathtub with him. And so I did this morning. So after we get out the bathtub, I put his blanket on him and he goes to lay on the bed. That's where he waits until I bring lotion to put on him. I, while I'm in the bathroom, am drying off, putting on my lotion and stuff. And I hear him yell, my penis is broken. And I said, what? He said, it's facing that way and not straight ahead. He's like, come on. Move. Move. He was like, the top is not going in the direction.
I told you, the blinker shouldn't be on. I'm going straight.
I said, I came in there and I looked and I was like, oh, okay, I get what you're saying. And I was like, well, you could turn it. He was like, he was so frustrated with his privates. And just having a very just casual conversation with me about it was just cracking me up. Mm-hmm. I was just like, what? Who are you? And why are you my child?
Yeah, he's been very vocal here lately.
Yes. Now, let me tell you.
He's always been talkative, but he's been extremely talkative here lately.
Yes. Now, Kennedy said that I said to remind me about Tanksley Pride YouTube channel. Oh, maybe it was I had the twins had to take something for Multicultural Week last week, something from their culture, something that is a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And I Kai took something from the mentorship program that they do. He took the medallion. And when he talked to his class, he talked about the pillars that they focus on in their mentorship group. And Cy, I had him take a screenshot of the Tanksley Twins playlist on my YouTube channel for them to be able to see that vlogging is a family tradition for us and that their entire life has been documented from them being in my stomach till they grew up. Ah, that's what it was. So I'm showing them their birth. They had never seen the video of them being born because I have two videos. I have the one that has most of everything cut out, and then I have the never seen before footage where they're literally coming out of my body. And Cy comes out, and he's all gooky and yucky, you know, coming out of my body. And Amar was like, what is all that blood doing on him? Then when Kai came out, Kai had a lot of blood on him. He was like, mommy, what is all that? But the boys were just so fascinated, and I showed them other videos. Cy looked so sickly. I don't know how they let me take him home.
Yeah.
Cy looked like, if you're not watching, oh, you are missing my husband imitating. Imitating how bird-like Cy used to move.
We called him Little Bird because he looked like, you know, you see National Geographic, the little birds that just hatch and they sitting there shaking and all pale and fragile looking. That was him.
That was him. And they got to see a video of them, how they would used to like hug each other as like newborns, as infants, infants.
And they were like that in the womb.
Yeah. And that's, yeah. They would sleep like that, and they were like,
you can see them like in the ultrasound.
But yeah, Amar was just like, Amar's already seen his birth story, but he wasn't covered in blood. But seeing his brothers have, he was like, ew, what is that? That's my Tanksley Pride story. What about you, sexy?
Well, I got these four boys. Now, I had, what was I doing? I don't know. I was outside doing something the other night, and signed Kai, they wanted to come outside and they were out there playing each other in basketball. And I had something else. And I know I'm gonna remember it after I tell this and we move on. But anyway, they was outside playing basketball. And I ended up telling them last night, which was like a day or two later, how much better, just from them being competitive with each other, mm-hmm. how much better it makes them at everything that they do. Mm-hmm. Like we told y'all before, Kai has a lot of drive. Like Kai, he will have something that he wants to be good at or wants to do, and he will. We don't have to tell him anything. He will push himself to the limit to be good at it. To where Sai, specifically with physical things, Sai is just naturally talented. Mm-hmm. Sai will try something two or three times and pick up on it right away. Like it was one day they were racing. Actually, this is the Christmas episode vlog that we put up, and I got on those remote control trucks. Once they died, of course, they start racing each other. And the struggle that Marcus had trying to catch Sai, because he gave him a head start. Like, y'all going to need a head start because mm-hmm. I'm faster. Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, homie, you ain't catching Sai. Uh-huh. You ain't catching Sai. But watching them, they ended up arguing and stuff, and they asked me to come ref. And then it was like, well, he was doing this, he was doing. I said, yeah, that is a foul. You can't do that. But I was still, like, watching them play, and I was just like, they actually getting really good at no – because I'm never with them. They don't go out there to play enough. Mm-hmm. So I'm never with them to like coach them through things, but this is just them having a ball in their hand or doing things together and just how much better they're good at stuff. It made me proud of them.
They be, in their aftercare program, they're always, a lot of times they're playing
basketball. Yeah, they usually playing basketball after school. Mm-hmm. When I go pick them up, that's what they're doing pretty much every week.
What I'm surprised you didn't tell them is how y'all let my dog run away.
That's she right. ain't part of no Tainsley Pride?
Yes, she is.
No, she ain't.
Yes, Lottie Dottie is. Y'all's internet niece, Fernice, was about to be gone.
She wasn't about to be. She was gone.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you the story. So when Saturday.
This was Saturday, yeah, because I was, I don't know what I was doing outside.
Saturday, I dropped little Marcus off for his call time for his musical that he did this weekend. We could talk about that for a little bit. And then after that, I went to go see Brescia and the baby, because Brescia just needed some like support. So I hadn't seen the baby in a couple of days anyway. So I went over there and I stayed for an hour 15, came home. I'm on the phone with my sister because we're making summer plans for the kids. And when I pull up, Marcus is outside, the twins are outside, and Lottie is outside. Here's the thing.
Oh, I'm in the garage. That's what it was.
Yeah, so garage. You would walk out some, walk back. Now, here's the thing. I don't allow Lottie out front at all, ever, never, because she has the spirit of stupidity on her sometimes.
No, and she's stupid.
No, sometimes the spirit jumps on her. Sometimes it jumps on her. And for some reason,
she keep that spirit
still,
in her pocket. No one jump on her.
She still wants to run away. And what I mean by that is there's something about the hill, because she always runs the same direction, and it's almost like there's something she can smell or sense down towards the main street,
that she's supposed to be a part of, the main course.
Right.
I'm like, supposed to be on that coyote's plate.
That she's just like always. Like the last time I got her washed, I let her, got her cleaned, and Kennedy, put that on your list. She needs to go to the groomers this week. Last time I got her cleaned, I had put her outside we got out the car. I put her down so she could pee because I knew it had been a while. She peed, and then she looked at me like, you know what I'm getting ready to do. And I was like, Lottie. Lottie starts taking off running down the hill, and I'm like, Lottie, she will not. She picks up speed.
Oh, she ran from you?
Yeah, she knows that, like, she fully knows what she's doing. So then I have to get down low and go, hey, girl, come here, come here, come here. And what does she do? She turns around and runs to me like, oh, my God,
that's
mommy.
That's when you whoop her ass. No, with me, if she does it and I, like, yell loud, she'll stop, turn around, then she runs to the backyard with her tail tucked. But I'll go ahead.
So Marcus, on the other hand, he's like, she don't run away when I'm out here. That's what you told me. right?
Yeah, not if I know she's out there.
Well,
if I let her out, go ahead. Yeah, yeah. I told Angel she don't run away from me like that. She stays near the house.
Yes. So when I see that he's out there, she's out there, I was like, all right, he feels comfortable with this. I would never, because I can't trust that dog in that way. So I go upstairs, I'm purging my closet, I'm talking to him. Now I'm no longer on the phone with my sister, Melissa. I'm on the phone with Denore. We're talking about the Amanda Seals interview. You know, we're dissecting what we feel like we saw her, yada, yada, yada. And then a phone call comes through. And I don't recognize the number, but I said, Denore, I don't know who this is that's calling me, but I feel like I should pick up the phone. And she goes, okay, call me back, pick up. I said, hello. They were like, hi, can I speak to Angel? And I don't know this voice. It's a white lady's voice. I said, who's this? She said, I have your dog. I said, I be dead it. I said, where are you? And she tells me, and it's a main street, right? And I was like, I mean, it's not like a main street, yeah, but it is a main street. I was like, here I come. So I go downstairs. The boys and Marcus are both still outside.
Are we weren't in the house?
No.
Oh, no, no. They went back inside. They were inside.
No, they didn't come inside.
They were
inside.
Still outside?
Yes. Oh. Everybody was still outside. I said, did y'all know that Lottie ran away? Marcus said, Lottie was outside.
No. You said, did you let the dog out? And I was like, no.
No. And you said I didn't know she was out here. I said,
oh, yeah. I was like, I didn't know she was out here.
And then you were like, the boys probably didn't close.
They left the side gate open.
They left the side gate open. And I was like,
because I was like, no, the last time I saw her, she was sitting by the front gate that was closed by the sidewalk. She was sitting up there by the fence when the whole time we were out there.
And you are right. I did say, did you let Lottie out? You said yes.
Yeah, I said yes, but I let her out of the house into the backyard.
Yeah, it was after you said yes, I said, well, she ran away. And you were like, how? And then I said, she was in the front yard when I got here. And that's when you were like,
yeah, I was like, oh, no, I didn't let her out.
So I go down the street, and the woman tells me she found her, like, she was like, she was way down. She was like, and we saw her on a porch, and we thought, oh, she belongs there. She said, but then
stupid,
she ran away from there. And so we like called to her and she came to us. And I said,
that is dumb as shit. She's dumb as hell.
And so when she told him, Lottie sees me, Lottie's like trying her best to get to me. So I pick her up and I put her in the car. And so when I got home, the boys, they realize. Yeah.
Faces all long.
They were like, oh God, mama's about to beat us. And I didn't even yell at them. I said, you all have to pay more attention. I was like, this can't happen again. And they were like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
But how many times has that dog? It's been at this point, I don't understand why she don't know where home is. Because
she's multiple times. And she come home and we don't even know she's gotten out. When my husband was like, she don't need the donut on her neck. She ain't leaving the yard no more.
She had that mental block. I said, oh, yeah, she ain't leaving the yard no more. That fool left so quick.
Shitting on people's yards and coming back.
And barking at them.
Yes. Barking, like, don't you, that's my toilet.
That's what somebody's dog would come in my yard barking at me. He'd be like, you might want to come over and scoop your dog up.
Lottie used to gallivant around the neighborhood and we had no idea.
Yeah, she was getting out for a minute.
So I think also that's the reason why she is really dedicated to running away, because she's like, let me go see my homie I used to go fraternize with back in the day. When I was out here in these streets. So.
Yeah, no, when I'm outside, she does as soon as she starts trotting down the sidewalk, I'm like, I just do the snap and she comes back.
And then she came up to the room while I got back on the phone with Denora and looked at her and I said, I am so mad at you. I am so mad.
Upstairs.
Yeah.
See, she go upstairs because she knows I'm outside.
If you would have died, I would have killed you. And she left the room with her head tucked and walked. I didn't even yell at her, but she could tell from the tone and how I was feeling. She's like, oh, she's not messing with me right now.
The dog is not smart.
Bless her. Man.
She's almost as dumb as X.
X wasn't dumb either.
X wasn't dumb? No, X was just hard-headed.
Yes.
X wasn't dumb. He was stupid. This is a difference.
Well, you called Lottie stupid.
No, Lottie, she, that, oh, gosh.
Damn.
That dog is, just makes you just question things. Like, how do you not just run into, I don't know.
She's a sweetheart, but she does things that are not in her best benefit, which is crazy because Callie was so not that girl. Callie, I could walk with no leash.
Yeah.
And if danger was near, Callie would go home. She'd be like, bitch, I'll live to tell the story.
Yeah, that's the first dog we've had that needed a leash.
Yeah.
Like we had a pit bull, and then Supreme was the Conic Corso that we had. But, and even Callie, we've never had a dog that actually needed a leash. It was just like a formality of, oh, we're walking down the street, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just common courtesy to have a dog on a leash. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this dog. I've never had a dog that needed a leash. This is an absolute first.
Well, look at her.
I still don't.
She's innovative.
Dog.
That's what
she's
saying.
She's something. She's a lot of things.
Okay, what's next, boo?
Well, as you see, we ain't did no sponsors, but we did the two at the top. Make sure you support
the most important ones.
You want to do a TikTok?
We can.
Hold up, I got one real quick.
What?
I don't know what you want to call it. This is just something I saw that I thought was hilarious, and I sent it to.
Oh, you about to a do bunch a TikTok of my clock?
Angel, girl, what time is it?
TikTok o'clock.
It's not even a TikTok. I don't know what it was. Is it a TikTok or something I saw on Instagram?
It's the same thing. If it's TikTok o'clock, it doesn't matter.
But it's not an opinionated thing. It's more of us realizing our age, and I just want to get it right, so that's why I'm going back to it. It's a video of a man. He's standing outside, and he's just watering. Got his water hose running on, like, this dirt spot. And it said, to all the guys born in the 80s, grew up in the 90s, chased women in cars in the 2000s, how is your grass growing?
Because that's what we're caring about right now.
I just thought that was hilarious because it's true. Like, I was talking to one of my boys. This was probably last year, and I remember, I think I told Angel about it. We were just on the phone randomly talking, and he goes off on this tangent about a house that was vacant between him and his backyard neighbor. And I guess their property runs between them. So he just took over cutting that little section of grass, but he keeps his grass at a certain length. So once these people moved in, now they cut their grass extremely short. So he said, I had to go over and talk to him like, hey man, you messing up like the whole vibe, me and the person that you next to, everything's good, but then you come in, you cutting the grass too short. That's going to kill it. So, but he's venting this whole thing to me, and I'm like,
dying.
I got tears in my eyes. I'm laughing so hard because I understand, and that's where we at. That's the age.
So we're at the age where for men, they're more concerned about their grass. They're concerned about their grass right now.
Their house, it's just grown up. It's just things that you would have never, if you think about it, the generation that we are, if you think about the concerns that we have right now,
yeah,
it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I saw that one thing where this dude was walking in the back of his pickup truck, and he was just like, in my 20s, this didn't seem dangerous. But now in my 40s, I am terrified just standing up in back of my pickup truck.
I feel like I'm at the age where jeans are inconvenient.
Blue jeans?
Yes. It might be weight as well, but definitely I'm at the age where I'm just like,
putting them things on.
Denim. Denim. Just the thought sometimes when I think about having to button something near my waist, I'd be like, oh, God, no.
Yeah, I don't mind jeans. I get where you're coming from because y'all's jeans be tight, tight. Y'all ain't wearing 90s jeans no more.
No, we're not wearing the baggy jeans. Just any, I'm at that age where comfort is, ooh, Jesus. Comfort is the supreme thing on my mind. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't. Mm-mm.
What's the drizzle, drizzle movement?
Where you see drizzle, drizzle, baby?
Where?
Shiggity. Who said
it? Shiggity. What's the drizzle, drizzle movement?
Moment.
Is it moment?
Yep.
No, movement, girl.
Movement.
Shit.
It was moving. So it definitely looked like mama.
Yeah, I don't mind jeans. But like I said, mine ain't sure it's tight like y'all's.
Even if they're not tight.
Oh, just the stiff heavy denim?
Yeah. This just, what are we doing?
When did denim shorts go out of style?
Dudes? Men, yeah. I don't know. And I don't know why you care. Put them on.
I don't. Well, that's the thing. I can't find none that I think look like they should be worn.
I'm trying to think of what other age am I at? Denim, like I said, is a big thing for me. Comfort is an even bigger. Yeah.
Comfort is big. I never thought I'd get to that point outside of being in crowds, but comfort is definitely big for me now.
My girlfriend was like, don't you miss going out? Like, I said, hell no.
Hell no.
She said, I do. I said, you can have it. I said, you know what that sounds like to me? Inconvenience.
Yes.
That's the thought of having to drive somewhere, possibly wait, park.
Uh-huh. Now, California is different. For anybody in the Midwest, in the South.
It's not as bad, but still.
Parking is a whole, you have to plan for parking as part of your going out experience in California.
It's too dark in there. Okay?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be too dark. Keep their lights low, okay?
It's too dark in there. Let's turn it up, okay? Want to see who the hell I'm talking to.
Remember dark used to be the shit?
Never for me. I don't like it.
Then the lights come on and you like, oh, I've been dancing with you all this time. been there.
Actually, yeah, I didn't mind it. But it's definitely now I'm like, what? I can't see.
I can't stand restaurants. They got dark ass lights. Here's the age I'm at. Hold on.
I feel like I'm in the womb at these dark ass restaurants. I'm not a newborn.
I'm definitely with you on going out. Like that don't seem. I don't remember what age it started where I don't like crowds. I don't like lines.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when that started. It was before my 40s.
Yeah, it was before my 40s.
I think mid-30s where I was just like, I'm not standing in no line. I don't want to be in no crowded place with a whole bunch of people. I'm not about to pay a bunch of money to sit at a goddamn table just because everybody else is standing.
But yeah.
I don't want nobody bringing me no stupid-ass bottles with glitter.
God, I don't mind that. I like that.
Sparkles. No, just bring me the bottle and shut up and get away. But no, the age that I'm at. You said you don't want to be inconvenienced with going out. Let me walk in a clothing store and that music is too loud.
Oh, my God. It's too loud.
You remember you laughed at me. This was a couple years ago where I was like.
I've always thought it was too loud.
Could y'all turn this down?
I laugh because they're not going to. No. I've always thought it's too loud.
The associate walked over and she was like, I was like, do you have this in whatever size? She was like, excuse me. I said, you can't hear me because y'all's music is too loud. That's the problem. No, y'all could turn this down.
Sounds old, man.
That's old as hell. But why?
It is too loud.
That's not going to encourage me to buy nothing.
You hear it. Yeah.
Excuse me. What later? I'm sorry. Do you have this in a 2X? Or is this... I'm sorry, sir. Turn the music down, shit! She was like, yeah, but what were you saying? That's all right. I don't want your damn size now. Keep your shirt and your raggedy ass pants. I don't even want it no more. I know you just work here, but you working here right now. Your manager ain't here.
I'm telling you, if we could just get an apparel store that was like a sound bath, like you just hear, I'd be like, yes.
You know the clothes is cheap if their music's too loud.
Because they don't be that loud in Gucci. They do not be that loud in LV.
You might hear a piano playing in the background.
But it is not that Forever 21, they want your ears to bleed. Now, should I even be in that store? No, but I'd be up in there. I'd be up in there. Actually, I haven't bought anything from Forever 21 in a minute. But it be so loud. Zara, loud.
Zara. I was like, I can't think of what store I would go in there. But Zara, your music too damn loud.
I'd be like, don't let me be trying to vlog.
Y'all should have.
If I'm trying to vlog.
See, I am. Y'all should have.
Y'all be trying to vlog. And I'm like, we going to have to put music underneath this because we can't play none of this because it's so loud.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Somebody said they trying to distract you from the bad quality. I guess so.
Yeah.
I can't take it.
Look at this hot takes and take you doing with me.
No, you could have given me a hot takes and take it. I would have went in and I would have flamed them. But yeah, if I ain't comfortable, I ain't going.
Yeah, nah, comfort's big. That's one of the, so it's two different routes we take that we can take the boys to school. And one, the straight way, if you just get on that road and drive straight, all you got to do is stop at a couple of lights, make a right turn, make a left turn, and you there. Versus the back way, which is kind of windy, but it takes a little longer. And I'm like, I'm never taking the main way again because I can go take a back road. Ain't nearly as much traffic. I ain't got to deal with all them idiots that's late for work and speeding and swerving and doing all that. No, give me this back way so I can just relax.
That one little cluster F on that path has made me give that path up.
Where is it at?
Right.
Oh, right at the interstate. Yeah. Well, that's because you be leaving out too late.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, no, that's why I be mad at them. When the boys is holding me up, that's my on my mind. Why ain't y'all getting in the truck? Because my mind is thinking of that one little intersection.
It is that one. Because
it's
like,
it's so many different, the intersection, it connects
tiny,
like,
but
it's tiny and it connects so many different things. So, like, one car at a time is getting through the light.
Getting through the light. I was like, I'll never go this way again. Never, ever, ever. Never have I ever, and I will not ever
again. See, I
cruise
right through her. That's why I'm like, 7:12, we out the house. Mm-hmm. It's 7:15, I'm yelling.
Real quick, before you kick us into the main topic. I was looking at, you know, my friend Stacy. She's older than us. Mm-hmm. She's producer Kyle Bentley Evans' sister. Uh-huh. I want you to know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Her anniversary was yesterday, her wedding anniversary. And they've been married for over 20 years, her and her husband. And I was watching, she put together a reel of pictures of them throughout their marriage. And it almost made me tear up because I've always seen Stacy as my elder. I don't even know how many more years she is than I am. But her wedding picture, she looks so young, right? Mm-hmm. She could have darn near looked Kennedy's age. She looked really young. And her husband, he looked young. He had hair at the time. Now he's bald with a fully gray beard. Like,
yeah, it means you've been married a while.
Yes. But just looking at their marriage and realizing they started off
so young,
looking like us.
Yeah.
And realizing, oh, this is what we are to become. And just looking at how, I don't know the ins and outs of their marriage, but like looking at their pictures and the things they've done together, the trips they've gone on together, they've raised their daughter. Why can't you focus?
I am focused. I'm focused on Patreon,
yeah,
too.
Listen to this story because you ain't never heard it. It was just beautiful. I just was like, oh, I look forward to this path. I look forward to the path that they are on. Mm-hmm. And being on a similar path and just watching. I didn't even need to call or let her know. I was just like, I don't get emotional or choked up easy, but that I was just like, is this the path that we're on? Because if it is, it looks so good. I'm so excited about it. They only have one daughter who I think has graduated high school now. But yeah, I don't know. It was just, mm-hmm. Just sharing a sentimental moment as we talking about getting older. What were you laughing
about?
Yeah,
I'd be getting, she said Lane Bryant and Ashley Stewart would never. Yeah, after these kids, my punk ass emotions be having me choked up at pretty much anything at this point. I forgot to show you this. This is after I woke Amara up the other morning.
Oh, no.
I woke Amara up, and I usually wake him up, and I usually hold his hand and walk him so I can, you know, give him a bath because he's still waking up and everything. This particular morning that I'm showing Angel, I woke him up, and he stood up out of bed, so I just left him. I was like, come on. I walk and I go turn the bathtub on, the water, and I'm like, where is he at? I go back to find him. He's laying at the threshold of me and Angel's door on the floor.
Knocked out. My baby.
Hardwood floor. This ain't carpet. Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on. Today's main topic. This was a topic brought up, or the reason this the topic, because we just watched this last night. It's about health and eating right. Mm-hmm. We were watching this thing on Netflix. It's called something about gut health.
Yes.
Is recently added. So if you go to Netflix and look up.
It's a documentary.
It's a documentary. And when I tell y'all, the what I want to talk about is, what do you consider, or how far would you go, or what do you consider good advice when it comes to your health? Because a lot of people, they'll see these documentaries or they'll do some research, or just because you got the little voice on Instagram or TikTok. Did you know if you eat this 3 times a day, you know, people will take your word for it just because it looks like it's been researched, thrown into it.
Yeah.
And it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything is a good idea.
Did you think they gave a lot of bad ideas on here?
I think they gave a few.
A few bad ones?
A few bad ones. I'll go ahead and sum it up. Spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. By the end of the documentary, these people, there were some people on there capsulizing other people's shit.
Their feces.
Their fecal matter. Literal turds to ingest. Mm-hmm. And their thought process behind it is because basically everybody, we all have bacteria. We have good bacteria in our bodies. We have bad bacteria in our bodies. If you take the healthy, a healthy person's bacteria and put it in someone, go ahead.
Hack your health, the secrets hack your health. Of your gut. Thank you, Shay.
Thank go you, ahead. Shay. Hack your health, the secrets. See, y'all Patreon, just be on it. Basically, if you introduce the good bacteria of somebody healthy and put it in someone that's unhealthy or someone that's lacking something, it can help them out. But you can't just filter out bad bacteria. You basically just ingest whatever they got. So if Angel's depressed, and I'm trying to lower my blood pressure. Oh, Angel has better blood pressure than Marcus. Eat some of her shit and it'll lower your blood pressure. But now I got better blood pressure, but now I'm depressed because she's depressed. That's basically what was summing up. Yeah.
Like, so let me from, because I fell asleep, obviously, but whew, let
that,
me
that,
give you.
I'm sorry. That was the, I just gave you like the toward the end, the climax of it and toward the end. I didn't tell you all the good stuff at the beginning.
So what they were talking about, which I do believe to be true, is that our the central place for our health
mm-hmm.
is our gut.
Yeah.
Not so much the stomach per se, but our intestines.
What you ingest, what's
because
and how it I'm sorry, what you ingest and how it affects your body.
Yes. Yeah. But the big thing that they talked about were the microbiomes. That's the bacteria Marcus is talking about. So when we talk about like probiotics and stuff like that, mm-hmm. it's about creating an environment that this bacteria, specifically the bacteria that you need, can thrive in. And so they like even start with at birth, a fetus does not have these bacteria as of yet because it's been encompassed inside of a sac with amniotic fluid. But as soon as it's born out of the mother's vagina, in the vagina, those microbiomes go ahead and start to infest the baby. The baby is born by the mother's butthole, basically. Yeah. Those bacteria are like, oh, here we come. We're going to make a playground in this person's gut too. So certain bacteria help with certain things. Yeah. We need the bacteria to help with certain things. So,
yeah. And bacteria,
go ahead.
And their explanation of it is, I mean, which makes sense. I've always said this is, even though I'm a religious person, I'm also very scientific when it comes to how things became about. We are all bacteria. Like bacteria for the first organisms, all that came about because of bacteria. So it made sense what they were saying about the bacteria being a good, basically an ecosystem. You got good bacteria, you got bad bacteria. Even mold, you take mold or whatever, you create the people that got the, what they call, not a terrarium, people that basically create those indoor rainforests.
Mm-hmm.
All that's an ecosystem of bacteria and letting moss and stuff grow and grass grow and mist that keep it moist and all that. So it's like a healthy ecosystem. You need things to decay. You need things to eat the decay so they can thrive. And that's where it was basically coming from.
So certain, sometimes people are missing certain bacterias, which then aren't able to fight certain things. And the way you feed your bacteria to keep it thriving is mm-hmm. a lot of times through fiber, through things that are not processed heavily. because heavily processed foods, those bacteria can't do anything with. So a lot of times those bacteria die off, mm-hmm. which then allows for certain diseases to become more prevalent, right, in your body. So this one girl, I don't remember why she ended up this way, but at a certain point in time in life, she was not able to go to the bathroom without assistance. Like
right.
passing anything was hard. So she started to encapsulate, like Marcus was saying, her logic, and it worked for her for a little bit. Her logic was, my brother has the bacterias that I don't have, and I need those in my body, so I'm going to put them in my body. And she was like, I was able for quite a few months to be able to go unassisted to the bathroom. She was like, however, what was happening?
Was he it was depression? Depressed, yeah.
Yeah, so she ended up with his depression.
So then she switched up to her boyfriend. So that then look, I'm halfway watching at this point because it's late. So
it was.
I'm sitting there watching and I see them doing something with this like big syringe and injecting these capsules. And I see it's like a brown fluid. And then it said they kept giving the acronym for this yes. F something T, fecals something transfer or whatever, transmission or whatever. Anyway, so I'm like, hold on, I know they not. So then I had to rewind it. It's just like,
this is only a small part. Yeah, this is only a small part. It definitely stands out.
Yeah, it definitely stands out. So what they were saying about like the gut health and everything, it makes perfect sense. What they were saying about like even people that they said, he said, you eat kale, you eat a kale salad every day with an apple and think, oh, this is healthy. I'm doing great. The problem is, especially over here in the U.S. where we all the food is depleted of what it actually needs to be to keep you healthy. The problem is people miss the variety of food that they need.
Yeah.
So you need you like I think they said something like 60 different fruits and vegetables a week.
Yeah.
Just to get a good variety of everything that you need. There was one lady on there, the only black person on the whole the documentary. She's
having a hard time losing weight.
She said she's got gym membership. She would eat right. She would eat clean. Nothing would help. She'd see other people do the same thing. They would lose weight. Why ain't it working for her? So they had to basically do this analysis on her fecal stool. They send in these things it's kits that you can buy to send them in to see what you're missing to help your gut health. So she did that, and they were telling her to put like pork back in her diet.
They said the bacteria that's usually found on pork is what she was missing. I forgot the name of it.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It's really that it was the specific bacteria, and they're able to tell you this is something that you can eat that typically has this bacteria.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's explained a lot better. So that's where I was like agreeing. I was like, okay, yeah, people are missing the variety of different fruits and vegetables that they actually need. But where I was disagreeing, it was saying, I wish I could remember the actual point that it was, that they said, where I was like, they're basically, oh, that's what I liked about it. There was one doctor, she said, the people that were doing the stool sample thing was like, you know, they were sending it in. She was like, she basically went against what the documentary was saying. She said, you can do this without sending in your stool and paying a bunch of money. You just need to eat a variety of, like she was basically, people can do that. If you want to do that and waste your money, you can, but that's not, you don't actually need to do that. It's just getting a good variety of like that. The big thing was 60 different fruits and vegetables.
So these people, just so that you all don't think, oh, this documentary, they're all like random outliers. Like there was a Japanese man who was a competitive eater who could no longer feel the desire to be hungry. Yeah. Like that was gone. So he didn't have any like eating cues. But he's an outlier, meaning most people aren't competitive eaters. Like he was a competitive eater for 20 years and a thin man.
Yeah, he was skinny.
Very skinny. There was a woman who's a pastry chef who also is obsessed with her gut health mm-hmm. and has like, I mean, if you could have seen the supplements she had.
Yeah. She said she used to be anorexic.
Yeah, she used to have anorexia really, really bad. The woman who was eating poop, she had tons and tons and tons and tons of
tubs
of supplements,
tubs just full of supplements.
And she was like, once they stop working, I get rid of them. She was like, they will work for a period of time, then my body will get used to it, and then I would have the same issue of not being able to relieve myself. And then the black woman had the plight that many black women would have. She'd yo-yo. She was like, I lose a lot of weight and then gain it right back. She's like, I gain even more back. So the question was, how do you know if something is good?
Yeah, or what do you consider to be good? Like, real quick, what I thought was interesting, one of the things that stood out to me is the competitive eater. He was Japanese, and his biggest fear is he's doing damage to his body from doing this competitive eating. He know he's done damage to his body. This is his words. He know he's done damage to his body because he's been eating like an American for the past 20 years. That, when he said that, I was just like, wow. The fact that other cultures and countries consider basically what we do, because it is.
Well, yeah.
So with... And what they explained to him is just like, you do that as a competition. You don't do that daily like Americans.
Right.
Yeah. He was like, so his health was actually perfectly fine, because it's like, you do this when you get ready for a competition, and then you do the competition. Then you go back to eating like a Japanese person.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, especially relative to an American, this is a whole lot better.
Yeah. So, to answer your question, one thing that I have realized is that in traditional health, when we think about health, we're very much so we're the Western world, right?
Yeah.
In the Western world, we're very much so about masking symptoms.
Right.
Versus getting to the root. So usually what I think of as good health advice is when we're not so much talking about the symptom, but you're explaining to me the root of the problem. And you're giving me solutions towards that. Not to say that masking symptoms is not sometimes helpful. Meaning, if I have a cold, I know that the only thing that's going to help that is time. The virus is already in my body. So I can just give things to make my antibodies that are fighting it stronger.
Mm-hmm.
But it's already there. So I just have to allow it to take its time. So I don't mind masking, like, okay, I got to suppress some of this cough, even though the cough is helping to get the mucus and stuff out. But because I have to work, I need to mask it. But when I'm like taking, like when you're trying to actually help me get healthy, you got to tell me about the root of it. And then that's when I start like tuning in.
Yeah.
What about you?
And this is people... I've never liked to give advice on, like, people ask me, like, what do you do to lose weight or work out or whatever? Because it truly is a fingerprint. Like, when I see people blanket statements, that's when I kind of back out.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is, like, subjective to the actual person. Mm-hmm. It's like Angel can see me and her, we can eat the same thing and do the same type of workouts and do everything, and I'll drop weight a whole lot quicker than her because I have a different metabolism. That's the main thing, different metabolism, but we have different everything. Like, you do our blood work, blood wise, Angel's a teenager. The doctor says so themselves. I'm probably in my 80s as far as blood. But to me, when it's like a blanket statement, or, you know, I can tell somebody, oh, well, I'm having trouble with this, having trouble with that. Or when you hear these advice given, it's just like, oh, well, you probably need to do this, this, and this. It's like, you can't tell me that off just what I said from, oh, this, unless it's a general thing, I'm doing this, or I've been feeling bloated lately, or, oh, you need to cut out this. This is like, but I don't eat that. So what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I had to look it up. Almonds, it does bloat you. So that's one of the things I don't try to eat as many, but almonds are good for you. So I do eat almonds, but not nearly as many as I was eating. But that's just, when I don't hear customized things when it comes to health, that's when I kind of back out. Like, I stop listening. It kind of like, I still hear it, listen to it, a lot of it's interesting, kind of like it's a documentary. But when it's just like blanket statements, I'm like, you can't say that as a general thing for everybody, because it's not.
Yeah. what made me even click on this documentary, because y'all remember back in the day there was What the Health, and then there was another documentary. Do you remember what it was called, Kennedy?
What the Health, and
it was another one that made everybody be like, I'm gonna be vegan. There was two of them back to back. There was also Super Size Me, which was another big documentary. But there, you know, these food documentaries are always really riveting. It might have been What the Health that like caused a lot of people, because there was
What the Health was extremely interesting.
That's the reason why I do believe Tab became vegan, was her daughter. Huh? No. I think What the Health is what caused Tab to be vegan, because her daughter watched it first. She was having health issues. Mm-hmm. She was like, I think you should watch this. And that's what, maybe it's bad vegan. I don't remember that.
I'll know it when I,
Food Inc.
Food Inc.
Yep.
Food Inc. Thank you. That's what it was.
I do fully believe that food is so much a part of what we ingest, a part of our, the solutions and the problems when it comes to our health.
Absolutely. Mental and physical.
Yes. And the fact that it is rare for a medical doctor, unless you're talking about diabetes or quite literally high blood pressure, out of all of those, I mean, out of all the other diseases that we could be diagnosed with, it's very rare that a doctor's perspective would be about changing diet in a way to affect that disease in a different way.
Yeah.
When
this is like drastic, like you want a fried food diet, and
right? But it's never a thing of let's look at what you've been eating.
Right.
Let's look at the, like, in a lot of them have
those things. Here, take a pill. Keep doing what you do.
Right. It's all very pharmaceutical based. We are very pharmaceutical based country. So, and a lot of them know barely anything about food. Like, they still were using the food pyramid for I don't know how long, which was created by a food company.
Right.
Not that by the medical industry.
Who was that? That was up until like the 2018 or something. Like, it was recent.
So for me, I realized when I had alopecia, that is when I realized. Before that, there was no correlation. Food only related to me to weight, weight and fat. That's it. Like, food only, if you want to be thin, you don't eat a lot of food. If you, if you want to lose weight or gain weight, it's food. I never considered food in any other capacity other than weight. It wasn't until I had alopecia and I was like, what even is my body doing? Like, why is it doing that? That I had to go down the rabbit hole of, okay, alopecia is an autoimmune disease. Okay. This is not the first autoimmune disease I've had. I've had asthma, which I didn't even know was an autoimmune disease until I had alopecia. But then when it listed, I
never heard of the word autoimmune until House.
I was wondering why he kept.
House.
But you see, most of the diseases were autoimmune on House. So I was like, okay, what does that mean? Autoimmune disease means that your immune system is doing something wrong. It's doing something that it shouldn't be doing. Therefore, it's attacking something in your body.
Right.
So, okay, so in this case, it's attacking my hair. All right, so what are some ways I can get my immune system to click off and stop attacking my hair? So I was more so looking at just autoimmune diseases in general, and they were like, there are three things that can make an autoimmune disease like flare up. One is diet. So it was like, remove inflammatory foods from your diet.
Corn, rice.
It was processed stuff. Yeah. It was, I think, tomatoes. It was mostly, I removed everything processed, and I avoided things like the sausage I just ate.
Why I just took two bites. I was like,
But I could have like regular meat, but not like processed meat in that way. And it was like, another thing could be that it's hereditary, which, you know, there's nothing you can do about that. And the other one is environmental, which I really couldn't do anything about. I was like, well, I'm in California, so here we are. Well, as I began to dive deeper in into that, I was realizing, wow, like, so you're telling me that there are things that I should have never been eating if I wanted certain health things outside of losing or gaining weight. It blew my entire, my dairy is also another inflammatory food.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't do it. What's it, the allergenist test or whatever? The one everybody's taking to find out they shouldn't be eating chicken and whatever.
No, it's just a allergy test.
Allergy food test. Allergy, yeah, test. I wouldn't do that.
So that just shocked that just understanding then what my stomach was doing to my body, I was just like, why is this not something that is taught to us?
Right.
Why is this? I'm like, people are just like, well, culturally we eat a certain way. Well, we only, but we can culturally change how that, we eat
look,
too.
That's one thing I can't stand as well. Culturally, like, look, I'm from, I don't know, whatever we call, in Kentucky, we call Kentucky the South. people won't call it other things, but it's just like, I'm not going to continue eating the same way I saw my family eating, who developed all of these health complications later on in life. I'm cutting out the fried foods. I'm cutting out the pork. I'm cutting out all of that. It's like, no, I see what all my uncles and aunts and everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, there's some longevity there because I had a lot of family members that died in the 80s and 90s, but they probably could have lived longer had not done all the other onset, the other onset of diseases came along, all the heart disease and whatever else.
Even with cancers, as we all know, if we think about, if you're our age, if you think about when we were younger, people were not dying at the numbers of cancer as they are now. I can't think of, other than a, if it's not some sort of heart attack or an accident, the person has died of cancer.
Yeah.
I don't know of many other situations of people that I know personally. Obviously, COVID did take out some folk that I knew or their parents. But
well, what was the other one? Alzheimer's wasn't a thing. Like, it's like the most recent thing that they
really
that is it Alzheimer's? It's one of those diseases, not autism. Dementia, I think it is, or is it dementia? I don't know. One of those things that a lot of people are dealing with now was not a thing like 40, 50 years ago. It did not exist at all. And it all basically is correlates with the way food is processed now.
Uh-huh.
It's like once these foods came about, this is when we discovered they had all these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no, there is nothing written anywhere about them. Well, maybe we should remove this out of all these things that's illegal in other countries that we be ingesting. Which one is it, child?
I will say this, though. Hanako said it on here. One of the things that I found out, listen, while I'm over here talking about health, y'all, I'm thinking about getting this procedure done. Not sure yet.
Not awesome.
But regardless, I was looking up these videos, and there was a doctor who calls himself the holistic plastic surgeon. And I love his title because he actually does he tries to give solutions that are not always plastic surgery to fix. But one of the things he was talking about was bloating. And he was like, one of the reasons why Americans bloat a lot is because of the foods we eat. And he was like, we don't have enough fermented foods in our traditional diet. Mm-hmm. In Asian diets, they usually have a lot of fermented foods like kimchi. That's what Hanako mentioned on here. And kombucha.
Mm-hmm. We're missing lentils over here,
and,
too.
And miso. So these things help with bloating. And then he talked about the things that cause bloating. He was like, if you have a problem with bloating, he's like, you need to try a gluten-free diet. I was like, oh, my God, today. I was like, but now I'm about to research why gluten-filled things might cause me to bloat or why rice causes me to bloat. Mm-hmm. There are certain times when we eat the one vegan restaurant.
Yeah, because it's all plant processed. B,
we be over here looking like Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
We had that, what was it, like 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Y'all, for the five to six days after that, I was bloated. And I couldn't figure out why until Angel was like, remember that's why we stopped eating at one vegan restaurant? And I was like, yeah, and I ain't been right since.
It's like,
just because it's vegan don't mean it's good for you.
It don't.
I ain't been right since. The cooking with the Tainsleys the whole time, like, what is wrong with me? But it's from that vegan restaurant.
Speaking of cooking with the Tainsleys, I think we should go ahead and knock that out today. Or do you want to do it tomorrow?
Let's do it tomorrow.
Okay, well then, let me shut up. All right.
You want to knock it out today? I don't feel like it.
Because we could do something easier than what the hell you wanted to do. Them damn smoked turkey legs. They were delicious, but that was so cumbersome. If you didn't know, we have a new segment called new show on our YouTube channel called Cooking with the Tainsleys. The first one went up today. However, our Patreon gets to watch it live. Again, just another perk of being a part of the Patreon. So if you're not a member, feel free to join. It's $5 a month, or you can buy the whole year. And I'm telling you, it's less expensive. I don't know everybody's pockets, but if you're a person that has a little bit of disposable income, you have wasted this money on many other things.
Yeah, yeah.
You can just go ahead and waste it on us, and we'll appreciate it. You'll be putting four beautiful children into an amazing school. Yeah.
It's $5 a month and cheaper than that if you just pay for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Are we closing now?
Yeah, babe.
Oh, yeah, because you got to go.
We got to go. You think you ain't a producer of this music video? About to shoot my next music video for my next single.
Oh, yeah, we got to go because I rode with you.
Uh-huh. For my next single, Shake My. And,
Shut up.
Huh? Well, I'm not shooting the music video for that one.
Oh, no, Shay, that's the one. Yeah,
Shake Mine. Oh, on Patreon, I might let y'all hear a little bit of it. Yeah, I might let y'all hear just a smidgen, just a little swig. I've let y'all, I free.
What are we going to do for cooking with the Tainsleys?
I'm going to tell you when I get off of here. Uh-huh. All right, y'all. You can follow this man at Marcus
on the gram, Marcus on the book. Marcus on the gram on Instagram, Marcus on the book, Facebook, Tank Don't Talk on TikTok. Y'all can find my, of course, don't support our sponsors, Shop Mama Likes and Man Shit. Absolutely. manshyt.com.
And watch his other podcast, Let Us Tell It, TV.
Absolutely. And Tasting with Tank is coming back.
Yep. It's already in production.
Already in production. Yeah, fam. Angel.
You can follow me at That Chick Angel on Instagram, That Chick Angel TV on TikTok, That Chick Angel TV on the YouTubes, Angel the Actress on Twitter, where all I do over there is heart your comment to me, but at least I saw it. that's about all, good people. There'll be some more Here's the Thing merch dropping next week, finally. And, that's all we're going to talk about for now.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Y'all have a good one, fam.